Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Until the Gold Club opens.
Make it rain.
Vinny and Haiti.
Better grab an umbrella.
1057 The Fan.
Vinny and Haiti, 1057 The Fan. Total request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send your request, plus for text line. 410-583-1057 is the number. Nolan McGraw, our little Ryan Seacrest. Waiting for you on the other side of the glass. Now you get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday as well. That reveal coming up later in the show. Joe Walsh, Walk Away. Was that the James Gang or Joe Walsh solo? I don't know.
That was James Gang.
James Gang. Joe Walsh on guitar and lead vocals. Hey, he was with the Eagles, too. I mean, we're just throwing out suggestions. It's up to you. That's why it's called Total Request Thursday and get your votes in, et cetera, et cetera. But Bob Haiti, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, we'll hear from him. Later in the hour, Ravens 9.5-point favorites over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Here to talk about that on the Window Nation guest hotline from Fox 45. Local guy on top of it, which makes him even more awesome. He's AJ Gersh. AJ, good morning. Thanks for joining us, and Happy New Year to you and the family.
Happy New Year to you, Bob and Vinny. How you guys doing?
Good. Doing all right. Anticipating a very busy and exciting weekend of football and other sports that goes along with this ride. Now, the Ravens, we go back, 5 weeks ago, two games out of first, scuffling offensively. Defense, still shaky, but we saw signs of life. Justin Tucker could make a kick to save his life. Now, here we are on January the 9th. Not only do they come back from a two-game deficit, they wind up winning the division by two games. As you have seen it, AJ, and you follow it closely, if you had to pick one reason for the turnaround, what is it?
Well, it's hard to believe that before the bye week, the Steelers were 10-3 and the Ravens were 8-5. And now here we're sitting and the Ravens are 12-5 and the Steelers are 10-7. The biggest reason is the way that the defense has performed. Two out of 3 weeks, pick sixes. The secondary is on fire. The edge rushers are coming to life. Kyle Van Noy is starting to look like the Kyle Van Noy we saw in the first couple of the weeks of the season. Adape Owe isn't just putting together one game with three sacks at a time. He's starting to consistently get to the passer. And Roquan Smith is looking like the all-pro that his peers voted him to be. So this defense is really firing on all cylinders, and that would probably why they've won four straight games and have all the momentum heading into the playoffs.
AJ, I would also have to say probably the development of the offensive line has been big. I think they get better each week.
Oh, no question about it. I really love that video. I'm sure you guys have talked about it, but if you haven't seen it with Roger Rosengarten and Myles Garrett,
I saw
where he
that.
Asked him for a jersey.
I'm a nobody.
Oh, man. How good is that? He goes, I know I'm a nobody, but hey, can I get that jersey after the game? And Myles Garrett was just so complimentary of him. He was like, no, you're not a nobody. But maybe we're seeing a little camaraderie between future teammates there. But Roger Rosengarten is one of the major reasons why this offensive line has panned out the way that it has. I know earlier in the season everyone was talking, oh, God, what are we going to do with Falele? He's a Pro Bowl alternate now. Ronnie Stanley is looking as good as ever when he's healthy, and he has been all season, and he's been performing. McCarry's even looked good. Tyler Linderbaum, you can't take away from what he does under center. And this team is really, I can't find a spot where this team has a full-blown weakness at this point. And that is so crucial when you're in a playoff race where you're going to potentially have to face the Bills and the Chiefs, and if you want to make a run, but one of the best teams from the NFC as well. Offensive line is looking as good as it has in the past 4 or 5 years.
AJ, I would say the biggest concern that I have, and there's kind of two, but one mostly, and that's Brandon Stevens, number one, and then number two is Malik Harrison in the pass. In the run stuff, he does fine. In the pass, he struggles. But Brandon Stevens scares the heck out of me with the deep passes and stuff because he cannot find a ball.
I don't think you're alone in that sentiment. I think anyone who has watched the Ravens knows that that is a glaring weakness. Although we're seeing Nate Wiggins get more and more reps with the starting group as well. So who knows? And you can't count on a rookie in the playoffs. That's always a tough thing to ask of any rookie. But Brandon Stevens, you got to turn the head around. Some of these pass interference calls, he's been turning the head around, and they're still getting called. So the Steelers are going to try to exploit that with the Russell Wilson moonball shot if Brandon Stevens especially is lined up with George Pickens. But if you've watched the Steelers the past couple of weeks, for whatever reason, that hasn't been there. The connection hasn't been there on the deep shot like it was when Russell Wilson first took the starting job from Justin Fields earlier this year. So, I mean, we'll see. But the way Marlon Humphrey's playing, I think, and the way Nate Wiggins is playing, and the way the safeties are playing, are Darius Washington and Kyle Hamilton, one player being a weak link in the secondary shouldn't necessarily be that much of an issue. Of course, if it goes for a touchdown, it becomes an issue, but cautiously optimistic, guys, on that front.
AJ, you know, they've had a lot of guys step up offensively. Like, it seems like it's almost been a different guy each week who is the guy in the receiving game. With Zay Flowers out, who is the guy that you expect to step up in this game? Who's going to be the guy on Monday that we're talking about that, hey, you know, he really stepped up. He had a hell of a game.
Well, the easy answer would be Rashad Bateman if Flowers is out. Rashad looked fantastic when Flowers went down with a knee injury in the second quarter last Saturday. And he's been great all season. He's finally turned into the player that Ravens fans hoped that he would be when they picked him in the first round. But I think the real answer, and if he's healthy, this will be a difference maker, is Justice Hill. Justice Hill does a lot of the stuff that Zay Flowers does outside of the route running and shifty move making in open space. Justice Hill is great in the screen. He's great in the flat. And he's been fantastic on the wheel route. Now, I don't want to bring up the bad history of the wheel route when the Ravens were in Pittsburgh and he had the ball ripped away from him for one of Lamar's four interceptions this year. But Justice Hill is such a difference maker in the passing game. He led the Ravens in receptions in one game this season. So if he's healthy, then we might be talking about him on Monday as being the difference maker, kind of the shake and bake guy to Derrick Henry's downhill power back.
AJ Gersh, Fox 45, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. All right, AJ, we got to bring up reality, perhaps. And for the record, we'll do our official predictions tomorrow. I think the Ravens thump them. It's going to be hammer time, break out the puppy pants, can't touch this, and all of that. But if the Ravens lose for some unforeseen reason on Saturday night, when we're talking Monday, when we reconvene, in your opinion, and it's a big if, capital I, capital F, the reason the Ravens lost will be what?
Lamar Jackson. That would be the only reason the Ravens would lose. Lamar Jackson has been the team's saving grace and the team's downfall if he doesn't perform. Now, all signs indicate that Lamar is ready to get over that hump in the postseason this year. His two kryptonites throughout his career have been the Pittsburgh Steelers and the NFL playoffs. And this year he has an opportunity to kill two birds with one stone. He's already knocked down the Steelers once this season, which is a hump that he has struggled to get over throughout his young career. And he did it in the regular season a couple of weeks ago when the Ravens finally started to make that surge and the Steelers started their slide down the AFC North standings. But he has the opportunity to both knock off the Steelers, big rival and a big team that he struggled against, plus get a win under his belt in the postseason. And if he does that, he'll start to build that confidence and build a little momentum for himself personally heading into the divisional round, whether that's Pittsburgh whether that's Buffalo or maybe potentially hosting a game against the Chargers or the Broncos or whoever it could be. But if Lamar has a great game, I'm expecting a great game in the divisional round. And the only way that the Ravens would lose this game is if he had a performance a la 2019 against the Tennessee Titans. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but that would be the reason if we're sitting here this time next week and the Ravens are eliminated from the postseason.
AJ Gersh, Fox 45. AJ, appreciate the time. Enjoy the game on Saturday, and hopefully next week or when we talk to you again, it'll be about the Ravens going to Buffalo, which I anticipate. But here's a cliche, AJ, out the door. That's why they play the games. Is that fair? No.
It is why they play the games. Before I let you go,
yes,
we were talking Joe Walsh. My suggestion is that right now you play Take It Easy, and then after Saturday night, you play Life's Been Good.
There you go. Look at AJ bringing out the old Casey Kasem. AJ, appreciate it. Have a great rest of your Total Request Thursday here.
Have a good one, guys.
There you go. AJ Gersh, Baltimore kid, now at Fox 45. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Got the whip around coming your way. Vinny's film breakdown of the Steelers. Is it going to be ugly? Are we going to listen to is it a bad review? Is it Caddyshack 2 that we're going to be listening to? That means he's going to break down the Ravens' defensive stats since, I guess, that first Steelers game when things started to turn around, where now they're playing like one of the best defenses left in football.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Deal. Vinny and Haney's Whip.
Brought to you by Fox Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County.
105.7 The Fan.
Time for the whip around here on this Total Request Thursday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw over there. We talked about this yesterday where we get full on whipping, but the referee crew for Saturday's game, Alex Kemp, tons of offensive holding calls. Yeah. Tons of offensive holding calls. So if you're an offensive lineman, get ready for laundry. By the way, and you'll do your keys tomorrow, that's going to be another thing. If the Ravens have 12 penalties, then the game's going to be way closer.
No doubt.
Than it needs to be.
No doubt.
So let's try to make sure that does not happen. College football, as we've talked about, will continue to do so. Notre Dame, Penn State tonight. spread is Notre Dame by 1, 7:30 kickoff at the Orange Bowl. And I still don't know, Vinny, which way, if Penn State, I think Penn State, Aller versus Leonard, probably more capable of making a big play if he has to throw. But I'm not sold on either team right now because they both look good in the playoffs.
Bob, I would say this, just kind of thinking back, like to our team that won it in 88, last time Notre Dame's won a national championship, we had a lot more first-round picks on our team than they do. Sure. I don't think they have any, really. I mean, we won all kinds of award. You know, Todd Light was the Jim Thorpe. Zorch won the D lineman award, and first rounders galore. You know, so yeah, I think this is a good team. Neither team's a great team, in my opinion.
Or is there a great team left?
Well, the only one is Ohio State. The way they played the last two games, they have the capabilities. But we saw them against Michigan, and, you know, we've seen them kind of stub their toe. But the last 2 weeks they played, they looked unstoppable.
And by the way, the Boise game against Penn State, and Penn State got on them early as we did our picks, and I figured that would be the key, and Genty fumbled twice. They had a touchdown taken off the board that would have made it a one-score game.
Yeah.
And it was a bogus hands to the face or whatever it was. So, and SMU, they were an accurate throw away from being up 7-0. They won four on 4th-and-1. Quarterback who had a brutal day, obviously. They kind of left points on the board there, too.
Yeah, so I'm not totally sold. You know, I think I'm sold on Notre Dame defense, but I'm not sold on Notre Dame offense.
All right, college hoops last night in the Big Ten. It was Illinois, number 13, blowing out Penn State, 91-52. Indiana playing really well right now, 82-69 over USC in the top 25. It was Villanova, 68-66 over number 9, UConn. The dramatic game. Danny Hurley's a maniac over there on the sidelines. What this does, however, it's help Maryland, because Maryland owns a win over Villanova, and as Villanova levels up, you know, this helps Maryland's net rankings, which are already acceptable. Maryland's just got to start handling their own business, and that starts tomorrow against UCLA. There was a battle of top 25 teams last night as Texas A&M, number 10, beat Oklahoma 80-78. Sooners are ranked number 17. Locally, men's college basketball, Army 74-72 over Loyola. Holy Cross beat Navy 70-59. Women's basketball, USC hands Maryland their first L on national TV last night.
Yeah, I watched some of it. And Bob, I've watched some women's basketball. Only Caitlin Clark, I'll be totally honest. I watched Iowa with Caitlin Clark, and I watched, you know, and Caitlin Clark's better than anybody that was on that floor.
Well, Juju Watkins is supposed to be, her and Paige Beckers, I guess, are the face of women's basketball. But Maryland getting off to that undefeated start was somewhat surprising.
14-0,
because Brenda Fries had redid the roster, but Terps were up early, but the Trojans pulled it away. But Maryland's still very much a good team and very much exceeding whatever early expectations there were. NBA, local flavor for you. How about Philadelphia beating the Wiz 109-103? Tyrese Maxey had 29 for the Sixers. Bob Carrington, Baltimore, 8 points, 2 boards, 5 assists there. Battle of teams that have been red hot. Cleveland taking on Oklahoma City, 2 best teams in the NBA. The Thunder had won 15 in a row, but the Cavs get them 129-122. Last minute proved to be the difference there. Jared Allen, 25-11-6. Donovan Mitchell sucked last night, and they still won that game. Aaron Wiggins, University of Maryland, he had 11 points, 2 boards, and assist for the Thunder there. Cleveland's now won 11 in a row. It was Indiana 129-113 over the disappointing Chicago Bulls. Pascal Siakam, 26 for the Pacers. Jalen Smith, Terps. Mount St. Joe, Baltimore, 13-7-3 off the bench for Chicago. It was the Knicks, 112-98 over Toronto. Cat and OG Anunoby both had 27 for New York. Manuel Quickley going back to the Garden, 22-3-5. Bruno Fernando got cut. Because Bruno Fernando would have played last night, it would have guaranteed his contract for the season.
Oh.
business decisions. So former Terp Bruno Fernando out there to be had in free agency. It's the Whip Around video at Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on this Total Request Thursday. I guess speaking of surprising teams in the NHL, based on preseason expectations, the Washington Capitals were one of them. And last night, little nail biter at home against Vancouver.
Myers galloping in. Saucer pass gets away. Protas, full flight for Washington. Alexei Protas down the wing. Protas turns, looks for help. He's got it. Dubois right in. Off the head fake. He scores!
Pierre-Luc Dubois, his second goal of the night. That was Joe B. on Monumental. That was in overtime as the Caps eke one out over the Canucks, too.
Yeah, and Luc Dubois, he's a big guy, Bob, and he is a former first-round pick that had been cut by a couple teams, you know, and he's kind of doing his thing now.
Finding
you know,
his
he's
way.
Like Dylan Strome's the same thing. But the Caps, like you said, Bob, they have the second-best record in hockey.
Crazy.
58 points. I mean, they're five in the Metro, they're 5 points ahead of the Devils, and the Devils have played two more games. So, like number of games played, they're 8 points up on Carolina. And I mean, they're 6-2-2 in their last 10, but they get great goaltending. I mean, because last night it was a real physical game. Caps had the shots after the first period were 6-3 Caps. Then after the second period, it was like 23-11 Vancouver. I mean, the second period was like 20-4 to shots, and you know, goaltending was spectacular. And the Caps, they just find a way. They just find a way.
Tomorrow night, hosting the Canadiens, who are mediocre at 19-18-3.
Canadiens are on 8-2 in their last 10. They're kind of on a heater right now.
Maybe the most historic franchise in the history of the NHL. But boy, it's been a long time between cups for these guys.
Yes, Marty St. Louis, the coach, Bob.
All right, this day in sports history. Today is January the 9th. How about baseball? 1990. Joe Morgan and Jim Palmer, both on their first year of eligibility, were elected to the Hall of Fame. Joe Morgan, no longer with us. Back-to-back MVPs for the Big Red Machine back in 75 and 76. Teammate of our buddy Ross Grimsley.
Does Norm know that what he was batting all
Do
the time?
Do you know who Joe Morgan is, Nolan McGraw?
Yeah, I know the name.
Of course he is.
I'm not going to claim to have watched him,
but remember, obviously, he used to do Sunday Night Baseball with John Miller for many years on ESPN.
Well, that I don't.
I mean, that wasn't that long ago.
I know, but that's not my connection.
Now, Norm, did you, like, when he batted, he always flipped his elbow when he was batting?
He was a left-handed hitter. He'd do the little chicken wings.
It worked for him, I'm sure.
And I'm sure you're aware of Jim Palmer and his achievements.
Of course. Yeah.
Right, so, both first ballot Hall of Famers, and deservedly so. College hoops this day. Maryland history, 1988, Cole Fieldhouse. Terps beat Clemson, 68-53. Baltimore's Rudy Archer had 15. Tony Massenburg, 14. Keith Gatlin, Derek Lewis had 12 each. As Bob Wade's Turtles get the win there on their way to the NCAA tournament. 2002, eventual national champs. Number 4, Maryland blows out North Carolina, 112-79. Juan Dixon, Baltimore, Calvert Hall, 29. Chris Wilcox, lottery pick, had 16. Steve Blake, longtime NBA standout, 12 points, 14 assists, and 9 rebounds. Who thought Steve Blake wasn't going to be good coming out of high school? And this day in our Ravens history, 2011, Kansas City, wild card round, playoffs. Ravens blow out the Chiefs, 30-7. Ray Rice, Willis McGahee, both rush for touchdowns. Joe Flacco throws a touchdown to Anquan Boldin. Billy Cundiff kicked 3 field goals. Terrell Suggs had 2 sacks as the Ravens beat Kansas City on their way to Pittsburgh. And then things kind of get unacceptable at Heinz Field. We'll come back, talk about this year's playoff game. Ravens-Pittsburgh comes up Saturday, 8 o'clock. You're on the phones with you. Vinny's film breakdown of the Steelers. I tell you to close your eyes, but you can't see us. But tell you to cover your ears, then you can't hear it. But Pittsburgh stinks, and Vinny's going to tell you why next.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup.
Who's your connection?
You sound like a cop to me.
Who's your connection?
Enter Vinny's film room on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on this Total Request Thursday. It's playoff week, Steelers week. They're coming to town this Saturday, taking on Baltimore wild card round 8 o'clock. Ravens 9.5-point favorites in this third meeting between the two. Ravens won 4 in a row to win the division outright. Pittsburgh's lost 4 in a row. They lose to Cincinnati. Competitive, but a loss nonetheless last week. Let's break down what's going wrong with the Steelers.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you look at the defense, especially last week, thought they played pretty well. I mean, they did a good job stopping a run, and they did as good a job or better job than anybody's done against Cincinnati receivers. They play a lot of man coverage, and they're going to beat you up and get in your face, and they did a good job. I mean, Chase had a lot of catches, but not a lot of yards. Higgins made some plays. You know, and people kept saying, well, the last time the Ravens played, Okungjobi wasn't there, and Donta Jackson wasn't there.
Watt was banged up.
Man. Yeah, and Elliott. Now, Elliott against the Bengals, Elliott doesn't play deep middle. Elliott plays up more like a strong safety, and he was playing a lot of man-to-man coverage on the tight end. Gesicki was wearing him out. Gesicki had a real good game. So if they think that they're going to put Elliott on Andrews or Likely, I think that's going to be a tough – that's going to be a win for the Ravens in that respect. And Okungjobi, I watched him, you know, with the, against the Bengals. I mean, he's okay. I mean, it's not like he's Travis Jones or anybody like that, or Hayward, Cameron Hayward for the Steelers. I mean, he's, you know, older now, and he's okay. He's not great. And like I said, they did a good job stopping the run. And Watt's healthy. Watt's healthy. And I thought that Alex Highsmith, they were coming off the edges pretty good with their speed rushes and stuff. So they're going to cause some problems. And Highsmith, Ronnie has struggled a little bit. Highsmith didn't play last game either. Or he missed one of the two. But and then Higby or Hebig. Or
Herbig.
Herbig. Herbig played, and he played well against them. He played well against the Ravens because he's got speed, not a big guy. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do. But I think defensively, I think they'll play well, at least early defensively. And Joey Porter's playing well. He's going to be on. He was on Zay Flowers most of the time the last two times they played. Zay won't be here, so who's he going to be on? But I think it's going to be a big tight end game for the Ravens. That's kind of my gut. Now, their offense is the biggest problem for them. The O-line's not great. Their receivers, I mean, George Pickens stunk last game. You know, which George Pickens is going to show up? He dropped like three balls and killed him. He had one catch for 0 yards in that game. And, you know, so you don't know when you're dealing with head case dudes, you don't know which guy's showing up. And I don't know, maybe he didn't like the cold weather, but it's going to be cold as hell Saturday night. And hopefully he doesn't like that. But the other guy, you know, Calvin Austin had a decent game against the Ravens. He caught, you know, one of those deep balls down the sidelines. And Van Jefferson is okay in the slot. But
oh, Mike Williams has been a no factor for them.
Can't
right?
run. The biggest problem with him is he can't run. He can't get separation. You know, so Pickens is the guy that really scares you. And if he's on Stevens, I'm telling you, it scares. Like Calvin Austin down to one sideline, Stevens knocked it down, and we're like, where did that come from? He made a hell of a play. But that was just one of few. Now, their O-line, like I said, is they're not real physical. They don't knock people off the ball. And Hendrickson for the Bengals had 3.5 sacks on Dan Moore, the left tackle. So I expect Oway and Van Noy. And Van Noy, last time they played the Steelers, had 1.5 sacks. So they could get after. The thing with Russell Wilson is, if they can get Wilson to pull the ball down, he's done. Because then he's looking around, trying to find a hole, trying to find somewhere to go or scramble out. That is going to be a key thing there. And what makes him pull it down? Coverage. Having the guys covered. And, you know, with Pickens at the line, hit those guys at the line of scrimmage because they like to get the ball out quick is what they like to do. And he has not played well as of late, Russell Wilson. He's turned the ball over. He ran it a bunch against Cincinnati. So, you know, like they say, Justin Fields going to come in and run the ball. I mean, Russell Wilson ran it pretty well against the Bengals, and he ran it good against the Ravens the last time, except he fumbled down there, but he had some nice runs.
That was a huge play in that game.
Big, big. Yeah. Now, running back-wise, you know, Jaylen Warren, they like to throw to him out of the backfield a lot. Najee Harris, they want to get him the ball. And they like to run these pitch-outs. They like to run pitch-outs. But the thing is, and it's going to be one of my keys for the Ravens' defense, is you got to play good fundamental defense, because what do they like to do? They like to pitch, and then they like to cut it back with the running back. Like, you pitch it to the right, and then he's going to come back left. So whoever's the defensive right defensive end for the Ravens, you can't lose your spot. You got to stay there, keep your shoulders square, and just wait and be patient. And they've done a good job of that. And against the Bengals, they had opportunities to cut back, you know, Najee did and stuff. So stopping their run game and just being disciplined in the run game is going to be key. Because in that first game, they rushed for like .122 against the Ravens. And they had some creases. But there was no Michael Pierce in that game. I mean, you say, I'd rather have Michael Pierce than I'd rather have Okungbo. So, and you know what? I'd rather have Washington than Deshaun Elliott for Marcus Williams. So it's going to be an interesting. I think Pittsburgh was more aggressive and more physical, at least to start. And that was in Pittsburgh. And then it was the opposite last time here in Baltimore. So I'm kind of expecting that there's going to be a heavy dose of Derrick Henry. I mean, Bob, in the game they lost, he carried it 13 times. In the game they won, he carried it 32 times. So, I mean, you kind of get the gist of what's coming, I believe.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday, that reveal coming up in a couple of hours. But tomorrow, this show, Vinny Haney, Nolan McGraw, we're going to be at the Green Valley Marketplace in Pasadena from 10 to 2. Real Fan Dan's going to be there from 11 to 1:30, dancing around, taking off his clothes, and getting crazy, getting you ready for the wild card game. We've got a purple bead giveaway. Also, check out the Wing Bar, mix and match 8 flavors. That's Saturday, 12 to 6, Sunday, 11 to 4. The new seafood steam pots. I looked at their website yesterday, and I'm getting the raving. Go to the website, Green Valley Marketplace, and check out those steam pots. They're awesome. They're going to be tasty, and I'm going to be housing one tomorrow watching the Terps and the college football playoffs. They also have a bakery, scratch bakery, so you want fresh bread, you want pastries, you want cakes. It's all there for you. That's tomorrow from 10 to 2. Vinny and Andy, Nolan McGraw, live, Green Valley Marketplace in Pasadena. Nolan, before we get to the phone call, say hello to everyone. We don't have time for a full-on funhouse, but want to hear from you. We're 2 days away from kickoff, man. You got to be excited over there.
And only one day away from Green Valley Marketplace. That's what I'm really amped up for. You've sold me on the steam pots,
Bob. I'm in. I'm all in.
I might leave with one, too.
Get it ready. The Raven. It's 2 pounds of shrimp, 2 pounds of crab clusters, snow crabs, and the big old sausage with the potatoes, onions, and corn. Bring it on. I'll be taking one with me tomorrow. Guarantee it. If it was free, it'd be even better. Give me one free, I'll buy one. Buy one, get one free. Am I begging, Nolan?
A little bit. Yeah. A little desperate. Just a little desperate.
There's a lot of time yet, Bob, for us to work on that.
Yeah, we can make that happen. But what else is on your mind, aside from looking forward to some delicious seafood and all the fun stuff we're doing tomorrow?
I flip-flop back and forth on this Ravens-Steelers game. You know, you start with that confidence, right? You see the spread. They're nearly double-digit favorites. You go back to the last time they played. You feel good about that. But I've said it before, man. Every time you play or face the Steelers, you just can't shake that history. All the close battles. Sure, the last time they faced them, the score ended up being lopsided. I just can't ignore the history of this rivalry going into this game. And when it comes time for kickoff on Saturday, I'm still not going to be comfortable. There's just, it's always going to be there. There's always going to be an anxiety when you're facing a division opponent.
The thing about it, Norm, is really that first game, you know, they should have scored in the 20s pretty easily. Mm-hmm. You know, like they were when Bate gets confused and man versus zone. He runs a zone route. Lamar throws a man. I mean, that's down on a 20-yard line. You know, that's taking away points from them. So I got a pretty good feel that they're going to score in the 20s. And you just can't turn it. You just can't give Pittsburgh free points.
Ravens get 30. They're covering that 9.5 easily.
Yes.
And we'll do our predictions tomorrow.
Yeah, it's one of those, I don't want to say rare games, but, you know, you do pick that kind of target score and can feel pretty comfortable in it. There's most NFL games, that's not the case because it can get, quite frankly, unpredictable. But the Steelers, the way their offense is shaping up, yeah.
Let me stress that again, all you Steeler fans listening. Easily, if the Ravens get 30
points. How much you guys? How many plays do you think Fields plays?
I say none. I think it's all decoy, just all talk this week.
Yeah,
but that's just me.
They may get him some to run. That's
he's definitely not throwing.
No,
we have time for a call, Nolan McGraw.
Absolutely,
easily. I'm getting too cocky now. Let's go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, what's up?
Yeah, don't be getting cocky.
Yeah, I'm popping off too much. Sorry about that. Yeah, I got to pipe down.
Now, out of all the things I was going to talk about, thinking everything I heard, it's nice to hear Ray. Hey, has the stat man came on this week, the guy that always comes on and gives y'all the analysis of what the Ravens can do to win.
Ed Narbutus, he's actually on hold. We'll be hearing from him at some point.
All right, I was looking forward to listening to him. But, I asked Nolan, how old is he? Because he don't remember BT Express. I was trying to figure out something for Feature Artist Friday. I said, I know we heard Ray Park on radio. I think we heard Heat Wave, but have we ever heard BT Express?
I don't remember that. I don't. I remember I used to have Ray Parker Jr. in radio. I had the Heat Wave album where the album's melting on the sidewalk and all that. But yes. I don't remember BT Express. I must plead ignorance.
Do It To You Satisfied. One of their songs was Do It To You Satisfied.
Kind of sounds like the only song. Hey, whatever. But what else you got, Joe?
I was calling really to talk about Adam Schefter talking about nobody knows if Flowers is going to play with Flowers because inflammation. I mean, I bumped my head the other day and I got a knot. So anytime you bump, that inflammation comes up on you pretty quick. And I don't know how fast, like they say, he walked off the field. Don't know how fast they started treatment on him. Hey, if he don't practice and get treated for these next 6 days, he may come out on that field. And like I said, like you say, Justin Hill's back. And how many points did Pittsburgh score up there in Pittsburgh? I think we held them to, what, 6 field goals?
Yep.
So I'm looking at, and they were on a roll then. They were on a roll. So the defense should be able to shut them down. All we got to worry about is not beating ourselves. And I ain't going to say it's puffy pants, but if the Ravens come out, do what, and like Vinny always said, Pierce is back. So all that cutback running, Pierce will be there to gobble them up. And hopefully Stevenson, like I said yesterday, the weakest link in the chain may be him, but you're only as strong. But hopefully we'll play good, man. So y'all have a good day, man, and I'm looking forward to hear Ed the boy and our beaters. Come on, Ed, bring it on.
All right, Ed, Joe, get on that total, Jim. Work out that strength, get yourself all built back up, ready for playoff football if you're on the phones, and that includes Ed and Mark and Tony and Jason. If you want to join us, Sports at 583-1057. News from the Nets coming up. We're gonna make you part of the fun because it is playoff week. It's wild card week. 2 days, Ravens taking on the Steelers. As I said, if they're not doing it, Nolan. Starting to get cocky. Buy or sell coming up at 12:15. Trey Wingo from DraftKings. Get his thoughts on the upcoming wild card round. If there's an upset, where is it going to be? There are two road underdogs, and we'll talk to Trey about that. We'll get into Ravens defensive stats since that first Steelers game. When, as Joe just mentioned, they didn't give up a touchdown. Maybe that was the game that turned it all around.